Hi, this is Garrett Scarrett from Heartbeat Safety with another quick audio boo. Just explaining the manual handling instructor, RPL system. The reason I'm doing this is that we've had a couple of calls to the office over the past couple of weeks with concerned instructors worrying that FETAC will remove the RPL system by the end of the year. I'll come back to that in a moment. The background to the manual handling training system came from the Health and Safety Authority back in 2006, just to give you a quick background, where they established a national standards group. And between 2006, 2007, 2008, and 2009, they developed the what we know now as the Manual Handling Instructor Standard, adopted by FETAC in 2010, and it became one of the first Common Award programs. Which you can listen to our audio boo on Common Awards, which is below this one, I think. There's four main elements. Now, I'm going to give you a background first to the manual handling training system, and then I'll talk about RPL. But the elements of the manual handling training system for the HSA was, element one was development of a standard, because prior to this, there was no standard. So that took place between 06, 07, 08. Element two was registration for training providers, common award system. Validation was element three. And then recognition of prior learning, which kicked in 2010, and 2011 was element four. Very straightforward, no real panic. In regards to the RPL system, a lot of trainers have been through it. It's a standard three-point process where you apply to the provider, you submit your evidence, and you're assessed, and that's it. And providing you meet the criteria, you'll achieve your FETAC Level 6 Special Purpose Award in Manual Handling Instruction or People Moving Instruction. There are two standards there. The evidence you've got to submit would be PowerPoints, lesson plans, course resources, examination resources, maybe a curriculum vitae to figure out what you've been doing for the past couple of years. Have you been teaching it? The Health and Safety Authority does state that only existing tutors should be eligible for the existing certificate. As in, if you haven't been teaching manual handling for a while, why should you have it? Talk about RPL then in regards to FETAC. Personally, I don't honestly believe that FETAC will remove the RPL system by the end of the year. And the reason I don't believe that is that the RPL system within FETAC isn't that sophisticated. Manual handling and people moving are not the only awards that go towards RPL. Heartbeat Safety have had their safety management program approved since 2009 for RPL. And there's a wide range of other providers who would do RPL within security or retail or childcare. So FETAC aren't going to abandon RPL for the sake of one award, whether it be manual handling or people moving. They're going to insist that RPL continue, and I can fairly much guarantee that instructors that haven't got their RPL sorted by the end of this year will be easily able to do it well into the new year. It'll depend on a couple of criteria, though. If you are teaching for semi-states or government departments, they will insist you have the new criteria before the end of the year, which is fine. That's what they normally do. They follow the guidance anyway. If you're teaching for various different other companies, they may provide it otherwise. If you're providing on your own, you may get away with it. We don't know. Watch this space. There's not much more we know at this stage. We have put a call into FETAC to figure out, will they abandon it? But I honestly don't believe they will. So for tutors who haven't got RPL just yet, certainly go for it. Go for it as soon as you possibly can, but don't panic too much. All details of our RPL system and our three-point plan are available on the heartbeatsafety.ie website. Thank you.